This is Leonard Nimoy. Central American jungles are particularly dense, particularly dark. Within the hidden recesses of this Mayan jungle floor, the sun has not shone through the lavish foliage and the heavily vined trees for 1,000 years. Yet, the perfumed scent of wild orchids permeates the steamy air. Sometimes, where there is the most darkness, there is the most light. But intruders have slashed their way into the heart of the jungle. Centuries of undisturbed seclusion ceases with the relentless strokes of chainsaws and bolo knives. Londoner Jimmy Downs is here searching for truth, or is it immortality he seeks? A former rock and roll musician of substantial means, burnt out by the electronic frenzy of the 60s, he believes truth can be found by proving the existence of Atlantis or the land of Mu. He is confident he will reach the end of his quest by financing archaeological expeditions into the remote regions of the world. His party of diggers have just stumbled upon an enormous Mayan burial site. Though archaeologists are a cautious lot, they seem excited by some evidence which could make Jimmy's dream become reality. They seem to be at the edge of a discovery which could reshape lives. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Drum Maker, by Vicente Gutierrez. Our stars, Lou Horn, Carol Bilger, and Len Berman.
As the days pass, hundreds of graves are exhumed. The find exceeds all expectations. Beyond the immense archaeological value, there seems to be an endless source of precious gold. Then, when all seems well, people begin to disappear without trace when far into the burial grounds.
It's no use. The heat and the high humidity have ruined the computer. It can't distinguish between a permutation trend and boiling water.
The trailer's air conditioning unit broke down last night, Jimmy.
That's obvious. And what in mother's name could that electronic rubbish do for us anyway, Dr. Wiggin?
Why, I thought you wanted the
truth. Yeah. Blast the truth. Blast what I wanted. There's a great fortune in gold here. Can you comprehend what that means? Power. Power, Dr. Wiggin. Have you ever thought of power?
I have wealth, but power, now that's exciting.
Jimmy, Jimmy.
Listen here.
Sorry. So sorry, Susan. This incessant heat is driving us all a bit mad, I tell you.
Jimmy, have you looked around?
Around? What, you mean the camp?
We're practically alone. Even the government man has vanished.
Captain Sanchez gone? Well, you see, it's the gold. Everyone's after the gold.
Our workers are calling it the curse of death.
Yes. Invoked by angry Mayan gods for having desecrated their sacred shrine.
A superstitious people, of course.
Of course. I say, let's break camp. Take all the gold the lorries can carry. I can have me yacht meet us off the coast.
That's just it, Jimmy. None of the gold is missing.
Susan is right. If gold was the problem, then how is it that none of it has left with them?
A ruse. Only a deception. They're probably regrouping back there somewhere, and when least expected, they'll swoop down on us and take the gold. Maybe that Dr. Swenson, who was sweet on Susan and a born leader, maybe he's behind all of this.
How dare you accuse a man of Dr. Swenson's reputation?
It was only a speculation. I needed to see how you would react.
Backshooter.
Hey, hon, I've got to set priorities. Sure, I'd like to get it on with you, but half a dozen things or more have to come down first.
Who wants you?
There's no need for cruelty, Jimmy.
Sorry. Sorry again. Susan, I apologize. Wait a minute. I just flashed on something heavy. Could be...
Cold fool, cold!
Shut up, woman. Let me think it out. I knew this man in London. If it's sorcery, he'll be the one to know. And if it isn't, the better to prepare for whatever comes. Why, I could bring an army in here if I have to.
The man?
Rumor has it he's gone home.
Home?
He's an Indian, you know, a Native American Sioux. Yes, the Black Hills of Dakota, I think they call it. He knows about magic, real magic.
Real magic, really?
He helped me out of a jam using magic.
Back in the 60s?
I know what you're thinking, but I wasn't high on acid, not even a beer.
Sure.
I'd just left the recording studio when a street gang came on strong. There must have been 10 or more of them. They were going to beat my pretty brains in because they hated my music.
Do tell.
No, really. Then Drummaker, that's right, Drummaker was his name. He seemed to appear out of nowhere. He muttered something like a chant it was. And then the bloody beggars froze in their tracks like statues they was.
Well, you expect us to believe your drug fantasies?
No, I wouldn't expect a blue-blooded technocrat like you to understand anything less than electronic overkill.
Oh, sure. You're always going on and on about the evils of electronics. But they've made you rich, and I...
And heartless. Go on, you were going to add on heartless, weren't you?
Heartless is a mild word for what I'm really thinking about you.
Good. Woman's got spirit, Dr. Wagan, don't you agree?
Maybe she has more spirit than you can handle, judging by those passive bodies you generally have hanging around.
Now, Dr. Wagan. Nevertheless, you're welcome to come along, but you must leave everything behind.
Everything? Not even an artifact or two?
If there's anything to this curse thing, well, one must keep the odds in one's favor, don't you see?
I'm staying.
Regardless of what you feel, Susan, I'm no ogre.
No, thanks.
I'll stay with Susan. Besides, there's much work to be done.
I will make sure nothing runs. You'll have to walk if you want out. And should you get out, I'll make sure a reception committee meets you. Get it?
Got it. Oh, you dirty...
And cold-blooded, too, eh? You wouldn't have your men any other way, would you, love?
The man's gone mad. He knows full well there's only one way out of here. We're locked into a three-walled canyon whose overhanging cliffs are quite impassable.
We're leaving together. Right now.
No way.
The birds, the animals, the workers.
Birds.
Leave everything.
Why, they've stopped singing and calling. There's not a soul left in the camp. A deathly silence.
Silly, isn't it, Dr. Wagan?
Silly or not, how fast will one of those trucks move, Jimmy?
Is there a malevolent force at work at the Mayan dig? Or is it a clever plan designed by persons known or unknown for the purpose of obtaining all of the gold that's been uncovered? No incidents of note occurred as our trio made their way safely out of the jungle. Now, Susan and Dr. Wayand have accompanied Jimmy to the Black Hills of South Dakota, Pahasapa, as the Sioux called their holy mountain country. They've come to see Jimmy's friend, the man he calls a sorcerer.
The man at the trading post said it'd be a hard climb, but this is bloody ridiculous.
I think I'm getting onto the knack of these snowshoes.
There, right there. I believe I see the entrance.
You can see through this blizzard? You must have X-ray eyes.
No, just an unnatural indentation in the snowbank. Yes, dig some of the snow away. Voila! There's the door.
Solid oak. It must be 20 feet tall and half as wide.
Here, let me turn my flashlight on before you close the door, Jimmy. That's quite up.
It's quite beautiful.
Stalactites and stalagmites?
Sparkling crystal formations.
Drummaker doesn't live in a cave. He lives in a full-blown cavern.
Look, there's a bit of a glow.
Come along.
Are you sure he's your friend? I mean, this is kind of weird.
Guess I forgot to tell you that Drummaker was not only my friend, but a hell of a rock and roll musician himself. Everybody wanted him on their albums. Nobody could play drums like that. Primitive. Now, ancient it was. Listen.
Around this bend. And unbelievable. Look. Crisscrossing neon tubes in multi-fluorescent colors.
And drums. Drums of all shapes and sizes.
Must get a door chime. No, a strong lock would do a better job.
Look at him. Long braided hair, war paint, feathers, buckskins. He's an astonishing looking fellow.
Drummaker, it's Jimmy. Jimmy Downs here, remember me?
Lead guitar, Jimmy?
Look, Jimmy, I sell my drums once every 6 months. There's distributors all over the world. You can even special order. You didn't have to climb all the way up here to buy my drums?
No, we didn't come to buy drums. Though I understand the best groups around have at least one drum maker drum.
Susan Collins and Dr. Vigo at your service.
My associates.
Associates? Sounds like real important stuff. I have some pine needle tea made with wild mountain honey. It'll warm the flesh and bones.
So, you see, I have good reason to fear for my life.
Aren't you being overly dramatic, Jimmy? After all, we did get out of there alive.
But whatever is there knows full well we won't go around blabbing about the gold. It knows we'll be back.
That could be so, but the solution remains simple. Stay out.
You don't understand. Past the gold and the power, there's proof of the land of Mew. Proof, I tell you!
Calm down, Jimmy. Did you know that one of the largest gold mines in the entire world is less than 50 miles from here?
No, but what does that have to do with anything?
Under treaty, we were allowed to keep our hills. They were sacrosanct. Then some prospectors found gold, and so it went.
But knowledge is worth more than gold, more than worldly powers. Is that not so, Drummaker?
A strong point. But can't you see, Dr. Wagon, I'm an ascetic. I'm communing with the universe in diminutive terms.
Contradiction, contradiction. You live in this fabulous cavern. Hell, magnificent it is. You've strung neon lights all over the place. Glitter, litter, city. You tell me that's an inward search? Grandiose, I'd call it.
Touché, mein Herr. Caught with my blanket down around my knees, as us Native Americans would say.
Well,
another look out there might be just what I need to convince me never to leave here again.
He sits there under that papaya tree motionless. I've tried to catch him moving, a tweak of muscle, but he's been utterly motionless for 3 days and nights.
Amazing.
Amazing. Waste of time, I say.
He must cleanse himself before he enters the burial ground.
Ah.
He must be pure of heart and soul. The spirits, if there is such a thing, must be satisfied. Drummaker means no harm.
So the bloody rascal's charmed your fool head, love.
He's a nice man.
Nice man? You'd be the last woman I'd know would ever be into nice.
You're an impossible creep, Jimmy.
Now, that's the caustic lady I've grown to love. Now, fetch me another gin and tonic, and forget the stinking lime, wench.
No. You've been drinking much too much. You could jeopardize everything if you don't control yourself.
I am always in control. Don't ever forget it. The gin, and be quick.
If you want to rot away, get your own booze.
Feisty, feisty. Never mind, I have a little extra in the flask. Ah, good, good. The local government wants to move in?
They'll blast and bulldoze the graveyard into oblivion. Time's running out, and that crazed Indian sets there waiting. Waiting for bloody what?
You don't give the government any credit, Jimmy. They wouldn't destroy a national monument. Aside from that, they aren't aware of the magnitude of the find.
Gold, Doctor. Gold.
Wait. I thought I saw some movement.
Yes. He's coming out of it.
He's standing up, beginning to dance. No, it's more like very odd contortions.
And he's waving the eagle feathers in his hands over his entire body.
He stopped moving. He's staring out at burial grounds.
It will be at sunrise.
Sunrise? Wait another day? That's it. I can't stand any more of this worthless hocus-pocus.
Leave him be. Drummaker's doing the best he can.
One, I'll do as I damn well please, thank you. Drummaker, let's get a move on. Time's running out, understand?
I cannot imagine, dear friend, what gets you so darn riled up. Ah, I see. Good old firewater, isn't it?
That's it. It's a blooming conspiracy. You and Susan are tearing me to pieces so that you both can get your grubby mitts on the loot.
Bella, you really ought to lay off that hoot.
Probably take my damn boat, too, won't you?
Probably, flower child, Jimmy. What's happened to you? I enjoyed our friendship, making music, doing peace and love. It was truly a joy knowing you during those splendid 60s good old days.
I can see it all now. You and Susan on Maui, then Madagascar, and on to Quintana Roo. But knowing you two, you'll probably like Yonkers the most. The best hotels, exquisite cuisine, a fairy tale, and I'm not the prince this time around.
Jimmy, you're a horrendously bad drunk.
You and that heathen savage will have it all. All, I say.
Tokyo it was. We'd finished a wonderful concert and the city was ours for the taking. You had long hair then, braided like some Anglo-Saxon warrior. At break of dawn, I made you my Indian brother. Lots of Indians in those days thought hippies were a kind of reincarnated Indian coming back as white folks, but underneath skins just the same.
Enough of this sentimental drivel. I've got to chase down a bottle. This blinking flask's gone dry.
If at all possible, Drummaker, I would consider it an honor if you'd allow me to go into the gravesite with you.
Me too.
The company would be a comfort, but whatever strength I possess, I must keep for myself. That is, until I find out more.
You mean to say you already know something?
Could be. But at the moment, I can't distinguish between what I want to see and what is.
Whoa, pony rider. You lost me at the pass.
Good thing for you, ma'am. Ain't been to a good massacre since Little Bighorn.
Drummaker! Drummaker! Drummaker!
Susan, what is it?
Dr. Wagon, he's gone, vanished.
Well, maybe he's taken a walk.
No, he's taken his digging tools and a...
And?
His shotgun.
I see. Well, it'll keep till morning. Night.
You're not going to do anything?
In my own time, in my own way.
Yeah, but he...
Trust me, okay?
I'll give it a try.
Good. Now let me rest.
Fascination of the unknown can latch onto anyone. Even a mystic, like Drummaker, is not immune to its gnawing persuasion.
I'm not at all pleased with the situation, Drummaker. If it wasn't for your lackadaisical ways, you might have saved Dr. Wagon's life. Oh, bloody head's killing me.
One question before I go into the burial ground.
Yes, but the sunrise is fading.
Who gets the gold?
All artifacts are the property of the government, but we get credit for the discovery.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
Meaning you're going to steal all you can carry.
We found it. It's ours.
Will I participate?
Is that all that's bothering you? You've got a full share coming. That is, if you rid us of this death curse, or whatever it is.
My share remains here.
What? You can't be serious. It's millions you're throwing away.
Deal?
I don't understand.
No need to. Deal?
Deal.
Break a leg.
Didn't know you were showbiz.
No, just an old movie freak. They were always saying something like that just before they hit the big time.
Thank you. I think we're all going to need some luck before this is over.
I must have OD'd on too much rock and roll. Why else would I find myself breaking the rules of the ancients by violating their sacred ground? Not for that crazed cockney. Or would I? 10 years in that cave, and the first time some idiot shows up wanting something from me, I yield without any real resistance. Rock and roll has changed the very fiber of my mind. 10 years hardly made a dent in my journey out of this rock and roll world. I should have known fear by now. I'm nearly at the far end of the graves. But all I can feel is the exhilaration of the hunt. What's that? Behind me. Eyes. Eyes watching me. No, not merely watching, but following my every move. Here, quickly now, behind this pile of rubble, I'll set a trap, or myself be trapped.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Scared?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Jimmy started drinking again. He was driving me crazy.
And you think you'll be better off with me?
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Ready?
You're not mad at me?
Waste of energy. And besides, I've always been partial to lunatics.
Who are you calling a lunatic? You're the one who lives like a hermit in that cave.
And now I'm beginning to understand why I am a hermit.
You don't like me much, do you?
I like you. I like you.
Oh, that's much better, isn't it? Damn, these birds are dry.
You were saying?
I think I got a case of the chills again. It's eerie.
Gotta keep moving. Let's go. Nice flute.
Is that all you can say? Nice flute?
We'll follow the sound. Hey, it's kind of like that fairy tale.
Pied Piper. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Up over this little knoll.
Pyramidal structure.
Oh.
It's well kept, almost looks new. But that's impossible. The hieroglyphic writing, bold, but impossibly different from anything I've ever seen or studied about. The motif, serpents, I think. Yes, feathered serpents. But of a style I've never seen before.
Double doors are opening the front side of the pyramid.
There's a woman. A beautiful woman dressed in gold and jade, quetzal feathers and jaguar skins.
I am Wolf, keeper of the graves. Strange, one would fear, one without. Buffalo people, a brother from the north. A musician and a man of some power. Fearless of you. No. Try not to scan my mind. You'll only fail, drum maker.
How did she know?
The workers, Uo. Where are the workers?
Enter the tomb of the serpents and see for yourself.
Susan!
You said I was a maniac.
Lunatic.
Lunatic maniac, but I'm not stupid.
Have you any choices left?
The least you could do is hold my hand.
Come.
Do not fear this blackness, Susan. It will soon melt away.
Oh, we're walking on huge sponges. Drawing and folding. Light. Finally light. Suspended in a diaphanous labyrinth.
Propel forward toward that floating tube. We're going to collide. No, it's turning around. And its mouth is a tunnel.
Rolling into a tunnel. A bullet.
An abyss.
Gyrating, plunging, reeling.
Ascending. Beams of light flashing colors of the rainbow.
Twisted and distorted. My body folds and unfolds. Riding a kaleidoscopic vortex.
A powerful burst of white light. And I'm losing it.
Look at us. Look at this room. We're all in black and white.
Outside there, through that opening.
What is it?
A minimal world?
A geometric world? Simple line and form. Gleaming blue ground, flora. An incandescently pink sky with twin black suns.
And cubes of all sizes, shapes, and colors.
Oh, no, they don't. Not that again.
If you want to stay in black and white.
Hand.
Hand.
Keep shutting the damn doors behind us.
The size of the pyramid we've just come out of is awesome.
You can't really see the very top of it.
You know what? I think it's made of solid gold.
Jimmy'd be in convulsions by now.
What took you so long, friends?
The doctor.
Indeed, the doctor. And in the pink, I can say for myself.
No sad, long face, eh, Dr. Wigan? I do think you've grown attached to the place.
A more than easy task, I assure you.
Doctor, why don't you show our itinerant pair the sights?
I wish you'd stop making entrances out of nowhere.
So sorry, Susan. A bad habit I must work on. Ciao.
Hell, a half dozen choice dirty words I'm too low down mad to remember.
Again, and here's the fourth act of Drum Maker.
I like the way you dance.
I would have never imagined that you'd care much for rock and roll. I'd have thought you'd be Mahler and Tchaikovsky.
Maybe in the long run I'd prefer classical, but if my parents had been less strict and me more adventurous, I could have been a voracious groupie.
Everybody wants to shine. And it was a way to get in touch with the glow.
My favorites were the Stones and the Scorpions.
I played with them.
Stones?
No, the Scorpions.
Really? I must be dreaming this. In my book, you were way up there.
And 15 years later, you're running into these old rock and rollers, Jimmy and Drummaker.
Jimmy would have been at the bottom of my list.
List?
Oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend made lists. Oh, you know, who you'd like to date if you got the chance, etc.
The bottom of the list?
Okay. Jimmy was near the top of the list, but he's riding the bottom now, okay?
Glad to see you enjoying the facilities.
Hi. Well, once you become used to the landscape, it's very peaceful and soothing.
The gods are kind to those who forsake gold, jade, and the outer worlds.
An admirably pleasant place here. I congratulate the gods for their love of humankind.
A paradise with a new twist, no? That jungle scene everyone talks about is such an utter bore.
I'm a Virgo. I guess I'm turned on by such an economical and function-oriented use of space.
Thank you.
Dr. Wagon took us to see the workers from the dig. They seemed quite content and had no desire to return home.
No one ever leaves.
We're prisoners, then?
Residents. No one has ever gone back. Not because we forced them to remain here. There's free will at work here.
For me, I find this place lacking something. Something I seem to need.
Dear drum maker, after all of these years, and you still don't know what your delusion is?
Danger?
The fine edge of danger is what you've always required. Didn't the scent of the hunt have more meaning than any of your futile and reclusive meditations?
The love of danger brought you here. Can't you see it, drum maker?
I've arranged a wonderful hunt for you, Drummaker. It'll get the adrenaline flowing, and our warriors must keep themselves in tip-top shape, don't you know?
Oh, they've got to be kidding. Jump cut back into black and white, right into, what's that artist's name? Yeah, an Escher graphic. Oh! Look at the size of that critter chomping down on that unfortunate saber-toothed tiger. Barely an appetizer for the brute. Not vegetarian, so it must be at least a Tyrannosaurus. and I've lost a dimension or two. Everything's kind of flat and one-sided, sort of like cutouts. All except for me and that creature. He sees me, and me armed, only with his wooden spear. Oh, here he comes. I've got to run. Oh, no! Watch out for that foot! Damn! Feels like an earthquake every time he moves. I've got to get behind him. Yes, then crawl up his tail. There, up on his back. Oh, he knows I'm here. He's trying to shake me off. I've got to hold on. His eyes. Not much of a chance either way. But I'll jam my spear into one of his eyes. And here goes. Oh, I can't hold on any longer. No. I'm lost.
Now, wasn't that fun, Drummaker?
A great sport if you're into being eaten alive.
A pitiful story. And I thought you were tough.
Tough enough.
See you around.
Bye.
I'm not staying, Susan.
But it's perfection itself. I couldn't live any other way now that I've experienced this.
No, thanks. I like my chaos less organized.
But I was thinking of it. We're getting along, and... Please stay.
Despite yourself, you have these strange qualities I'm attracted to. Though I'd wish not to have admitted it.
Ever elusive, aren't we? Stay with me.
Best offer of the decade. But I can't. Out there, I've missed out on something important. I can't rest until I found it.
Uo may try to stop you.
Maybe, maybe not.
Men are so stupid. Always going off to war, fighting, annihilating. And that's what you want, isn't it?
If it's danger I do desire, then I must find real danger.
This place is real?
As real as any place. We'll probably never meet again. Here's one long-distance friend who'll never forget you. Friends?
Friends.
All right, come to order. The council is now in session. How I abhor these emergency meetings. What is it this time around?
It all began with one of these bison persons.
A warrior from the north. The buffalo people of the Great Plains, and with pure intention.
Which caused an unprecedented incident. Mr. Chairman, Uo allowed the fellow free exit. She was obligated to have stopped him.
As it is our custom, he had free will. He has knowledge of the ancients. He'll do us no harm.
He could return with an army. He knows the secret of the passageway.
He probably won't, but if I've misjudged the circumstances, a little action might liven up the area.
Uo, Keeper of the Graves, your responsibility is with us and with our system, which is paramount to all.
Yes, sir. Understood.
Good. Should he ever return with malice in his heart, you will destroy him.
Agreed.
Very good. And now, back to the game.
Mr. Chairman, are we ahead?
It's seesaws, my child. It's seesaws.
Drummaker? Oh, it's about bloody time you showed. Been here all alone. I'm about bonkers, you know.
I can see by the empty gin bottles you finally ran out.
Held sober, mate. No worse for the wear and tear. You seem to have fared well. I'm ready to split the gold two ways. Right?
Despicable.
Susan and Dr. Wiggins?
Why didn't you ask after them at first sight?
Dog eat dog and all that. That's where I stand.
If you want the gold, you'll have to go into the burial ground and get it by yourself.
Alone? But I thought we had a deal.
You won't be able to take 1% of what's in there.
There's that much gold? I'd be one of the richest men in the world. Maybe the richest.
Sure. Just walk on in there. Fill the truck up to the brim, and you've got it all, Jimmy.
Oh, come along, mate. We'll make this tiny planet our personal possession.
When you go in, give my regards to Susan and Dr. Wagon. They're waiting for you.
We'll have an empire.
Yes, Jimmy. An empire is yours. There's a well-laid path through the heart of the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the little knoll, and there it is. Tons of gold for the taking, Jimmy.
Yes, sirree. The world will know Jimmy Downs has been here. I'll be a bloody legend, won't I, drummaker?
Oh, they'll write poems and songs about you, Jimmy.
Well, here's the first step into eternity.
A melodramatic line with a familiar ring to it.
I never was an original drummaker. Only the best innovator in the whole damn music business.
So long, good buddy.
Drummaker, you're a fool's fool.
Crazy Cockney. You're going to find out them 60s trips weren't nothing like this. Have a nice flight, space cadet.
Super concert. Them drums of yours sure got hot. Great way for us to end our tour.
Thanks. And I'd say you horn players were symphonically nuclear,
or thereabouts.
3 month vacation, and I'm ready for a good time. Gonna take Mom and the kids fishing and hiking and all that good stuff.
Gonna try and break 700.
And that Utah Salt Flats rocket car of yours? All drummers are such barbarians.
Yeah, and then I'm going to do Mount Everest, swim shark-infested waters, and if I've got time, I'm going to crew on the fastest toboggan race in the world.
Then what?
Then what? Then I'll come back and play some more rock and roll.
Sounds dim-witted and perverted to me.
Could be that death and danger are close buddies of mine. Well, maybe we play a finely tuned, intricate little game.
One little mistake and poof.
Poof.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Drummaker, was written by Vicente Gutierrez and produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your host was Leonard Nimoy. Our stars were Lou Horn, Cal Bilger, and Len Berman. Featured in the cast were Harold Ironforth, Louise Fitch, and William Lally. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. Associate Director of Mutual Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Mark Trella is Production Supervisor. Recording Engineer, Hal McDonald. Music Editor, Lee Ringette. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Speed Queen, the automatic washer with a stroke of genius. It pushes more clothes through the water, pulls more water through the clothes than ever before. Get your clothes super clean.
This is Lorne Greene. Listen in on Monday for another story about the West, as it was then, as it is now.